l'école, l'État eux-mêmes, n'ont pas gagné ça parce que la majorité étudiants, ils ont sorti dans la masse et qui ont fait en français, qui viennent poser un gros problème mm-hmm. pour les étudiants parce que l'arrivée la Cali,
alors nous, ça nous voulait faire un petit moment. Nous t'avons aimé fort une sorte de. Alors, un petit bémol, nous mettons l'école, ça, on appelle, c'est l'école l'État et tout. Dans la définition, l'école l'État. Vous ne comprenez pas? L'école congréganiste, c'est l'école l'État. Mais là, lui, Regina Somta au Cap Haïtien. Vous comprenez?
Okay.
C'est l'école l'État. C'est dans la congrégation, l'école ça a formé. Vous connaissez ça, mais je montre. Il n'est pas différent de Daris Denis, par exemple. Ou bien de lycée Pétion.
Ça fait nous plaisir que vous relayez et ça montre que nous avons toujours continué à faire travail là et que les gens ont coûté. Mais malheureusement, on n'a pas obligé de voler parce que les gens qui peuvent remplacer nous, c'est censé être l'autre radio que lié.
On a net.
Sont l'autre émission net. Donc, alors, on a continué la conversation et dimanche prochain.
Oui.
Donc, tu as souhaité que peut-être vous relayez encore, mais si vous êtes carré, on t'y j'en plus bonheur dimanche prochain. On a continué la conversation et puis on a content pour faire et penser au leur passé.
Mais oui, merci un peu, hein.
Ok, n'a prêlé de porte tête aussi.
Oh, carrément. C'est nous, même. Yo.
C'est nous. Ok.
Yo voyez nous.
Ok, chérie.
Ok, merci.
Donc, relez-nous dimanche prochain parce que n'a pas vini, non seulement n'a pas continué le sujet, mais nous avons l'autre point, nous avons besoin de développer tout. Ok?
Il faut aller parce que, comment on a là?
Okay? Merci en pile. Merci.
Ok, merci. Hein? Bye,
okay,
bye
bye.
Bon, on a hein? Oui. Ok, bye bye.
C'est là pour retourner. Oh. Mon sauté ça, c'est bon.
Sorry.
Sorry.
All right.
WMFO, welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight, what we have is there's a Pitchfork put out a list of the classic albums by women. It's not really an identifying factor other than they're made by women, which is very broad, kind of a broad list. But there are some really important records on here from artists like Joni Mitchell and Nina Simone, Billie Holiday, and even some of the punk stuff that we like to play, like Bikini Kill. Some PJ Harvey as well. And so we're going to pull this list. And from this list, we pulled a good 29 or 30 songs, which is, my calculations have told me that's how many songs I can fit into one show. And we're going to start things off with Tina Weymouth from the Talking Heads, but then she went and formed Tom Tom Club. And this classic Genius of Love is going to start off the show tonight. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Thank you. 반도로 시키 힘들어 와야
Bigger than the government. This one is the hill. a cornflake girl. Thought it was a good solution, hanging with the raisin girls. She's gone to the other side, giving us a yo-yo. Things are getting kind of gross, and I go at sleepy time. This is not really, this is not really happening.
Valerie Carter with Ooh Child from her record Just a Stone's Throw Away. That was originally recorded and written by the Five Stair Steps, which is a Chicago-based group who had originally worked with Curtis Mayfield. So that's one version you may know. This is also another really good version, which appears on the Pitchfork list of the greatest records by women of all time. And so that's why we're playing that version. And my show tonight is devoted or is taken from that list that Pitchfork put together. And there's actually a book that was released with it from the Sunday reviews. There's like every Sunday they Pitchfork does an in-depth review of a record in their, a record that they like, a little record in their catalog, a record that has been out a little while that has been loved that maybe needs a little bit more love. So they do that every Sunday, and this is a collection. Obviously, not of all the records that they've loved, but all the records are the best from that were created and written by women. So that's sort of what's going on here tonight. Before that, Tori Amos with Cornflake Girl from Under the Pink. Erykah Badu with The Healer from the New America Part 1, Fourth World War record. And we started things off with Tom Tom Club, Genius of Love. And that one, obviously, for Tina Weymouth, formerly the Talking Heads. And then she and I think it was Jerry Harrison went on to form Tom Tom Club. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Up next, Suzanne Vega with DNA. So this is a great record, and I loved it when it came out. It was so stunning. I had no idea who DNA is, and I don't even know what they've done since then, if anything. But Suzanne Vega, an important artist in the 80s and 90s. I remember a lot of her records around here were getting played in Boston, and we're going to hear Tom's Diner, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
The man to pour the coffee, and he fills it only halfway. And before I even argue, he is looking out the window at somebody coming in. It is always nice to see you, says the man behind the counter to the woman who has come in. She
is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. There's a woman on the outside looking inside. Does she see me? No, she does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. Oh, this rain, it will continue through the morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice. Da 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 da
God to do. And all the times I had the chance to, I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song. It's just that I've been losing so long.
eternity. Ooh.
yes, Kate Bush, the man with the child in his eyes. People are swooning upon hearing Kate Bush. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. It's this is my show devoted to this Pitchfork list of the great records recorded by women, kind of all time, really. So obviously not classical, but you know. So it's a list of about 100 records. I picked 30 of my faves out of this list, and we're going to hear them tonight. So far, we've gotten through maybe like 10 or 12 of them. Before that, it was Nico's These Days from Chelsea Girl, Grace Jones with Pull Up to the Bumper, and we started off the set with DNA featuring Suzanne Vega with Tom's Diner. A lot of good stuff to choose from Suzanne Vega. I like Blood Makes Noise and 99.9 Fahrenheit Degrees and anything from the 90s, I guess. All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Thanks for tuning in. And, you know, it's funny is that Kate Bush is so mystical and has such artistic credibility, really, with women and with men as well. And she kind of appeals to a goth crowd. I kind of don't really understand that. Like that, maybe because it's maybe thinks people think of Susie Sue. I don't really know. But also very important to the show is Nico, and These Days we play a lot, so that's a good song there. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Another important artist to us is PJ Harvey, and her first record, Dry, was incredible. We're going to play Dress from that one. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Dress Died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milton, pot of thieves, wild cord up my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own. They belong to me, me. Say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me. I walk in a room, you know I look so proud.
Rusty, can't believe nothing you say. what you do, you know your funky eyes and a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. You never change, always rapping about the same old thing. Something to tell you, baby, that you ain't hip to, baby. Blowing minds is a thing of the past. You blew your chance, that's why you never last. You wanna be a graduated mother, but in reality you're just another brother. You slick, but you could stand a lot of greasing. The things you do ain't never really pleasing. Can't believe nothing you say. I'm around to see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old thing. Your conversation is getting kind of boring. Can't believe nothing you say, 'cause I'm around and I see what you do. You know you're funkier than a mosquito's tweeter. You got a mouth like a herd of boll weavers. Same old game, same old game, same old thing. You never change. Same old game, same old thing.
There we go. Nina Simone, the High Priestess of Soul. Funkier than a mosquito's tweeter from It Is Finished, 1974's It Is Finished, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And prior to that, we had Patti Smith with Gloria from the Horses record. And then we had Florence and the Machine with Dog Days Are Over from Lungs. PJ Harvey started things off with Dress from the Dry record, 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. F-O. And so what's going on tonight is we're having a show that's inspired by the Pitchfork list of the greatest records of, oh, here, let me get the name, the actual name right. Classic Albums by Women is what it's called. And they have a pro, they have like, not really a program, it's kind of like a recurring segment called Classic Album Sundays. And they have a book now devoted to this list of classic albums by women, which just came out. It was reviewed, and it was kind of like, the reviews I've seen didn't really like it that much, but the list was very cool. It was kind of like the guy who reviewed it was sort of not really somebody who was with a long or extensive knowledge of music. It was kind of like he thought a lot of the stuff was too old. A lot of the stuff that was reviewed and on the list was a little too esoteric, stuff he hadn't heard of. The writers who were reviewing, it was like a different writer reviewing each record on this list, and he thought the writers were a little too, were people that nobody knew as well. So he, I guess he wanted pop stars to be on the list and to be doing the reviewing. I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was a good idea for a show, so here we are. Let's move on. I think it's a pretty good list. We're going to get into the punk stuff a little bit later. It's almost 9 o'clock, but I have more business to do on the rock, R&B, and, on the R&B and soul list. And this is Donna Summer with I Feel Love, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.